Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, Anna. It's Karen.
Hey, Karen. You are up. We have $3,200 on the line. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
Okay.
Thanks.
So Raven's walking out of here. He won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Karen, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to do it?
Sure.
All right, let's go. Number one, it's Januhairy, encouraging women not to shave, wax, or pluck their hair. What razor company uses the iconic slogan, "The best a man can get"?
Gillette.
Number two, Ian Ziering has been all over the news because he got into an altercation with a group of hooligans on mini bikes surrounded his car in L.A. He played Steve Sanders on what 90s hit TV series?
90210.
Number three, Britney Spears says she never is returning to music, even though Charlie XCX is rumored to be writing new music for her. Charlie XCX provided the song Boom Clap to the soundtrack to the movie The Fault in Our Stars. Who wrote that novel?
I don't know.
Number four, people are searching for calendars from 1996 because they also work for 2024. It's like the same days. The top Billboard song of 1996 was a wedding dance hit by Los Del Rio that starts with, "I am not trying to seduce you." What song was that?
I don't know.
And number five, a 13-year-old became the first person ever to beat Tetris. How many original Tetris blocks are there?
200.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Oh, my God.
Karen,
no.
That wasn't great. But
no, I know.
But they were hard questions.
Yep.
2 out of 5.
They were hard.
Not great.
I have to say, they were hard.
Bucks.
I listen every day.
All right, number one.
See how I do.
It's a lot of money. You got to make them tricky.
You got it, buddy.
It's Januhairy, encouraging women not to shave, wax, or pluck their hair.
Yeah.
What razor company used the iconic slogan, "The best a man can get"?
That's Gillette.
Yes, even though I have plenty of Gillette razors and I am a woman. Number two, Ian Ziering has been all over the news because he got into an altercation when a group of hooligans on mini bikes surrounded his car in L.A.
This wild. It could be a great wrestling promo.
He played Steve Sanders in what 90s TV series?
90210.
That's right. Number three, Britney Spears says she's never returning to music, even though Charlie XCX is rumored to be writing her new music album. Charlie XCX provided the song Boom Clap to the soundtrack to the movie The Fault in Our Stars. But who wrote that novel?
It's easy. Stephen King.
That would be John Green.
My next guess.
Mm-hmm. Number four, people are searching for calendars from 1996 because they also work for 2024.
Yes!
Isn't that wild? All right, it's like the same days. They all line up. It's a leap year this year, too. Okay, the top Billboard song of 1996 was a wedding dance hit by Los Del Rio that starts with, "I am not trying to seduce you." What song was that?
Los Del Rio. It's got to be Macarena.
Macarena is correct. Macarena. At number five. A 13-year-old became the first person ever to beat Tetris. How many original Tetris blocks are there?
54.
No, there's 7. What are you guys talking about?
No idea.
She said 200. You said 54. Have you ever played Tetris before?
It's been a long time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Karen. He beat you 3-2, which is terrible game for both of you, honestly.
Not great.
Yep.
I'll take that as a win.
Well, you got a T-shirt, so there's that.
Yeah.
Enjoy that T-shirt. The jackpot tomorrow, however, will be $3,300. Better luck next time.
Amazing.